Our first speaker this evening, first speaker candidate, is Allison Crawley, a psychology major from Laguna Beach, California. Allie.
And art studio. It's really fun. All right. There are six universal emotions. In every city, in every continent, sadness, happiness, anger, disgust, surprise, and fear appear on human faces. I recognize the latter in a terrifying number of you, and I know your conflict. The job market is vicious, the complexity of our world unparalleled, and our small pond of protection in peril. My response is, I am solidly convinced that it's probably going to be okay. In good academic fashion, my response is based in research. Statistically, the U.S. only has about a 7% unemployment rate. 93% is still an A. If you want to go to grad school, you're in luck. Almost 100% of grad schools require bachelor's degrees. The really good news is that college graduates are more likely to get jobs with health insurance, and the economy is currently making a steady recovery. I very surely believe that it will probably be okay. Remember why we came to Lewis and Clark? We came because we have aspirations to be Renaissance people. We came to become complete and interesting by gaining knowledge that spans as many areas as we can consume without getting stomach aches from the surrealism of the perspective modulations. We are attracted to the mission-driven establishment. We put faith in exploring and discovering, assessing holistic wisdom as valuable and knowing that is difficult to quantify. We knew Lewis and Clark was not a trade school. Lewis and Clark offered us opportunities to pick what to experiment with, and we developed basic plastic skills that we can use as good employees and dinner party guests. I know LC gave me all kinds of situations in which to practice adaptability. In my experience, perhaps too much, speaking of excess, I would like to note some of our classmates' accomplishments. I'm proud of Anna Spackman, who's on Pandora, and Remy Newmark, who directed the Super Bowl commercial for Danone Yogurt. Elle Olson, the District 2 student representative of National Individual Events for the American Forensics Association. She qualified in 5 events this year. Daniel Althaus created Investment Club. Azalea Lewis, Caitlin Fisher-Drager, Cami Cotino, and Genevieve Catwell Green were nominated to attend a regional conference for Kennedy Center American College Theater. Genevieve got to the final rounds of the competition. And Cami also submitted her play, A Girl Like Me, to John Cowell's one-act competition and won. Fiona Connor was chosen as the chairperson for the National Catholic Student Coalition. Dan Saxton is working with Gut Granules in Worms with Professor Greg Harmon. It's kind of a big deal. We have been represented in CUPSI, the National Poetry Slam competition, all 4 years by our classmate Chris Leisha. He also started a poetry collective and just published their second anthology. Marnie Bates published 2 books. Maddie Torino was 1 in 25 nationally awarded the Woodrow Wilson Rockefeller Brothers Fund Fellowship for aspiring teachers of color. Brandith Piper bestowed upon us Pio Pup Day, as well as assisted in the Special Olympics push. Megan Spence, Neva Hauser, and Margaret Dowling made it to the second round of the NCAA tournament. Melissa Sweet helped to find and expand the Queer Resource Center. Hannah McCain received a 100 Projects for Peace grant to work with Somali refugees in Maine. Our student government passed legislation expanding the print balance, encouraging freedom of speech, and monetarily expressing our support for sustainability, as well as many more experiential evidence that I don't have time to list for how stellar the 2012ers are. We are eager not only to learn, but to improve new systems. Lewis and Clark College has blessed us with adaptability. We are flexible and friendly. We do in addition to think. We don't have crystal balls. We simply don't know what our future selves will face. We have to trust in our tools are assembled. There's a Chinese proverb I want to share. There's a man who gets a horse, and everyone in his village is very impressed, and they all comment on how he should feel incredibly lucky. And he asks the villagers why they're celebrating. He doesn't know what the horse will bring him. A month later, his son's riding the horse, and he falls and breaks his leg. And the villagers again gather, and they comment, like, this is terrible. Aren't you upset about the horse? And the man again asks why. He doesn't know what good this broken leg can bring him. A while later, there's a war, and the son can't be enlisted because of his broken leg. And I fear reinscription, so I'm clarifying that the moral of this maxim is not that good things come to emotionally withheld contrarians, but that it is unproductive to worry about, but effective to deal with what is. We will fit into this world. We'll perform well in it because we have been supplied with so many valuable exercises. Everything under the sun has not been done, and we will continue to do the inconceivable. As metamodernism, octoplod strawberries, cameras, dubstep, and the internet were unknowable, we will be just as complicated, surprising, and victorious. And I repeat with confidence that it's probably going to be okay.